With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Government legislation to consolidate several independent agencies is not sitting well with opposition MLAs. Premier Tim Houston's PC government announced several pieces of legislation last week that would bring the Housing Authorities, Municipal Finance Corporation, Gaming, and Perennia under direct control of the provincial government. The Premier argued that if he's to be accountable for the work of these departments, his government should have a direct hand in managing the day-to-day operations. Leader of the NDP, Claudia Gender, says that interpretation is too broad.
Well, it will ultimately make him directly accountable for what goes on, of course, because he is the premier. And Nova Scotians will have a referendum in 2025 on whether he remains the premier. But in the meantime, the government should be accountable to the people. And by making these changes, it is no longer nearly as accountable as it once was.
A series of government news releases outlines the new pieces of legislation, saying they will increase accountability and create a new Crown corporation responsible for public housing in Nova Scotia, reduce duplication of roles, improve efficiency, and bring Nova Scotia in line with other Atlantic provinces by having the staff who conduct and manage gaming part of government, and make Perennia Food and Agriculture Incorporated a Crown corporation so it can work more closely with the government, increase public awareness of its services, and be more transparent. Gender says the PC government has established a troubling pattern of centralizing power around them, starting with the firing of the Nova Scotia Health Board shortly after taking office.
Made it accountable to a CEO who reported up to the premier. And now we're seeing that repeated with multiple, you know, formerly independent agencies and crowns right across government. I think we lose a level of accountability. I think we lose the benefit of expertise, and I think it fundamentally politicizes basic services from housing to finance to a number of other operations of the government.
Following the recent firings of several high-profile CEOs from their positions in Crown agencies and corporations, Gender is concerned about the morale of public sector employees.
I would say that most people who interact with government would agree that there's what I think would best be described as a chill in the public service. People are afraid of making a misstep and losing their job or being reprimanded. And my assumption is that that will only intensify.
Gender says it is arguable that reform was required in some cases, but in many, government is doing exactly the opposite of what reviews have indicated is needed. And as an example, Gender says the Affordable Housing Commission recommended establishing an independent, arm's-length body to oversee affordable housing, and instead, Nova Scotians are getting another department of government.
The rationale for that is that you can make good policy-driven decisions that are not subject to political whims. What we've seen from Premier Houston's time in government is that nothing in government is immune to political whims, from hiring his friends to firing well-respected civil servants. Everything seems to go through the Premier's office, and this will just solidify that pattern.
Should the legislation pass during the sitting of the House as expected, the Housing Act and Housing Nova Scotia Act will be repealed and replaced with the Housing Services and Supply Act effective December 1st. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.